With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. In an extraordinary turn, a judge has set President-elect Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case for January 10th, just a little over a week before he's due to return to the White House. But the judge is indicating that Trump won't be jailed. Judge Juan Merchan signaled a written decision that he'd sentence Trump to what's known as an unconditional discharge, meaning the case is closed without jail time, a fine, or probation. The development nevertheless leaves Trump on course to be the first president to take office convicted of felony crimes. Trump Communications Director Steve Chang says the case should be dismissed. Also at SRNnews.com, this week's deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans is an outgrowth of the War on America, which began on 9/11. On the Salem Media Group's news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says the Biden administration focused on so-called white nationals rather than dealing with Islamic radicalism.
We just have failed to crush what began back in 2001. I mean, you know, the only way to protect people from evil is to actually crush that evil. And unfortunately, I think we've just been more in a reactive phase rather than a proactive phase.
Governor Landry's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern later today on the Salem News Channel. House Speaker Mike Johnson was re-elected to his post after a tense vote where the three GOP colleagues voted against him. Two reversed their votes after consulting with him. He says he agrees with President-elect Donald Trump about a bloated federal workforce.
We're going to drastically cut back the size and scope of government. We're going to return the power back to the people. And in coordination with President Trump and his administration, we are going to create a leaner, faster, and more efficient federal workforce. We need to do that.
This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Florida.
Officials in Daytona Beach have repealed an ordinance that was making it impossible for a local church to feed the homeless. The Seventh-day Baptist Church had filed a lawsuit against the statute, which changed local zoning rules and would have forced the congregation's food pantry to shut down. First Liberty Institute represented the plaintiffs and issued a statement congratulating the city, saying, quote, "The church is thrilled to be able to continue helping those in need." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump warning Hamas to release its Israeli hostages. Mr. Trump says the terrorist group had better set free the people it seized during his 2023 raid on Israel by the time he's sworn into office January 20th, or else at least 250 Israelis were taken hostage by Hamas during the attack, and roughly 100 are apparently still being held in Gaza or elsewhere. The president-elect has vowed to try and bring the war between Israel and Hamas to an end shortly after he takes the oath. This is SRN News. JetBlue is getting hit with a $2 million penalty for chronically late flights.
The Transportation Department said that half the money will go to passengers who were delayed on flights along four routes on the East Coast between summer 2022 and late 2023. The department says it's the first such fine against an airline over chronic delays, and it blames JetBlue for unrealistic scheduling. JetBlue says despite settling the matter, it blames the federal government for problems in the air traffic control system that contribute to late flights. John Scott reporting.
New vehicle sales in this country rose 2.7% last year as prices and interest rates eased a bit, making SUVs, cars, and trucks a little more affordable. Industry analysts say discounts such as rebates and low-interest financing should get even better as 2025 rolls along. They see the biggest deals coming from dealerships representing automakers that had trouble selling last year. More news at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.